A small group of about a dozen people marked this historic time in silence. Jay Alexander is with Veterans for Peace and regularly protests the ongoing war in the Middle East. He served in Panama and has since been working to prevent war. Alexander said that many veterans and others have paid a high price.
But the rest of Europe was totally changed. It went up from monarchies to brutal dictatorships to democracies. And we saw what happened 20 years later in World War II. And now we're continuing on this cycle of war. Almost every 20 years we get into a big conflict. We got involved in Vietnam and Korea. And then finally, we're back again, doing the cycle again, and the cycle should stop.
Sonia Klein was born in London, but she now lives in Florida and has become an Army wife. She has traditionally celebrated this day in remembrance of World War I.
Well, Armistice Day is important for people all over the world, and as you know, there were plenty of people from all corners of the world that fought on the side of the Americans.
Also from London, Sergeant Mark Reed served in the U.S. Army in 2003, initially thinking he was going to be stationed in Kuwait. His unit moved into Iraq at the start of the invasion. He says the U.S. military budget is bloated and that preemptive actions like Operation Iraqi Freedom makes the U.S. less secure.
If it's about protecting the United States, we need to realize that these policies is why we're so hated. You know, we don't see China getting attacked by terrorists. We don't see, we have seen a spike in other powers, European nations getting attacked, but that's because they tend to also have an interventionist and a very aggressive foreign policy. So we need to kind of look at these things.
Many people join the military to earn a living, but George Root proposes a reinstitution of the Civilian Conservation Corps, which could provide single men with green jobs and an alternative to war.
Over a course of about 9 years, the Civilian Conservation Corps created great wealth for our nation, planted nearly 3 billion trees, created our park systems, Appalachian Trail, worked on erosion, flood control, and served our nation.
H.R. 494 is a resolution to reinstitute the Depression-era program, and SB 1517 proposes a revival of the Works Progress Administration. Homeless advocate Reverend Bruce Wright decries the high percentage of homeless veterans and supports these programs as a way to employ veterans. He also criticized laws that ban panhandling.
Changing the ordinances is important, which I know there's legal work done on that end. And then also finding real honest alternatives job-wise. The Civilian Conservation Corps and jobs programs like that are real, real strong ideas that can work.
About 70 people with Occupy Tampa marched to the old federal courthouse today. Jeremy Griffin was holding a flag to honor prisoners of war and soldiers missing in action.
We read all the names of the people within 100 miles that have died in these two current wars and just all the other nonsense going on over there, and read their names, where they're from, and what country they died in.
George Taylor held a sign that read, "The cost of war cannot be measured."
Well, it's way more than money. It's about the lives of the people that fight and the lives of people that die, the lives of the civilians and the lives of the military. There's just no way to measure the cost.
Bob McCallion said his sign was self-explanatory. It read, "War is terrorism with a bigger budget."
We've got our boots in so many different countries that we don't belong in, and we've killed, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis who had nothing to do with 9/11, why didn't we apologize to somebody over there? You know what I mean? We went there to looking for the weapons of mass destruction, didn't find them, and we killed hundreds of thousands of people. We should have just said, "I'm sorry, we made a mistake."
Steve Yozik is a war resister now with Veterans for Peace. He wanted to avoid being involved in what he called an illegal and immoral occupation of Iraq, where he said we have no reason or justification for going in.
I spent a year trying to get kicked out. Army was going to send me anyway, so I decided to take matters in my own hands, and then I turned myself in April of 2009, and they kicked me out.
Susan Barimo and her 11-year-old daughter, Sophia, worked to build a staff with hundreds of different colored paper origami cranes hanging from the tip. They wanted to honor 12-year-old Sadako Sasaki.
There was a bomb. Hiroshima was dropped a mile from her house when she was 2 years old. And by the age of 12, she had died of leukemia. And My daughter Sophia has been carrying these today. She's almost 12.
Sophia was impressed with Sasaki's resourcefulness in the face of impending death.
She made them out of everything when she was in the hospital.
The atomic bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, resulted in more than 240,000 casualties. Her mother, Susan, said that the cranes represent not only Sasaki, but all human loss from war.
And a legend of her country that if you folded 1,000 peace cranes, you would get your wish. And I'm sure she probably wished that she could live. Unfortunately, she didn't get to the end of them. Her friends finished folding them for her. But as I said, these are to represent the 90% of casualties of war.
Occupy Tampa usually holds its major marches on Saturdays, and tomorrow they will honor veterans and active military. They say corporations that profit from war have direct and secretive influence on our country's participation in wars. Occupy St. Pete, Occupy Dade City, and Occupy Lakeland will all hold rallies tomorrow morning. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.